find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong, open till midnight 7 days a week. Shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market, and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say Menulog?
At Snapple, you can shop for all the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, laptops, Xbox, appliances, and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Which means you can keep your cash in your pocket for living life. To get what you want when you want it, just Snapple it. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments.
TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harm Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Well, we are nearing the end of the first week of spring. Zach, have you been feeling spring in the air? Has it been noticeably different to you?
Yeah, well, there was a heat wave.
Yeah, well, in some parts of the country.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the whole country.
No, we've been over this. You said this last week on the show, and I've told you, I think for most people in Victoria, it has still been quite cold.
But Brisbane and Sydney was quite hot,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Brisbane and Sydney had heat waves. But
yeah,
we like
people
to
know that we're not in Melbourne.
Do they?
No.
We like to pretend that we could be heard anywhere in the country.
Right.
That's the idea of broadcasting, Zach. But one night we could be here,
well,
one night we're there.
Why would you open with weather chat then?
Well, I thought you'd just say
it might
a generic
been hot
comment.
And it might have been cold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The point is simply to say this, Zach, that spring is in the air, spring is back, and it's actually causing a nightmare for me.
Is it? Do you have like a hay fever or something?
No, it's not hay fever, but there is something about spring that is making this season an absolute nightmare. I doubt I'm alone. I reckon a lot of people listening have already this week run into the same problem as me, but I think I might have come up with a solution to this problem, a way that you can seamlessly transition from winter straight into spring. I'll let you know what it is on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you.
Zach and Dom on Kiss.
in two tonic face emoji. My suit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts. That censorship girls out.
So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted, mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed, yeah, the shit is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. Time to fight y'all in when you debate who the best, but I'm some white chalk, and then I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my God, attempt chicken out again.
Abracadabra.
And my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
131065.
Have you already been swooped this spring, Zach? It is magpie season in Australia. I feel like the moment the weather starts warming up, you start getting ready to sort of look to the skies. It's like they're one season where they're ready to take you.
I was riding my bike today and someone said, oh, you're brave. I said, what? And they go, not having any zip ties on the helmet.
Yeah.
So I haven't even thought of that.
It is funny because the other like 9 months of the year, the parks of Australia are such beautiful, lovely places.
Bustling.
You wander through, everyone's smiling and having a good time. And then for this 6 to 8 week period, people are hiding behind trees, hiding under park benches.
Well, I don't know about generally. I think most people go about their lives. But I know for you for a long time, Dom.
Yeah.
Remember it was hard to get you outside during spring?
I would walk out and sort of look every direction.
You were really,
yes.
Honestly,
yeah.
You would change your behavior.
It was a bit of a phobia. I had one, there was one particular spring where a magpie targeted me 5 times.
Different occasions?
Yeah, so 5 separate days, same magpie, same spot. It drew blood twice.
What, it hit you?
Yeah, it got me twice. And after that,
it got you twice?
Got me 2 separate days. And after that, every time I'd walk out of the house in spring, I'd sort of glance both ways.
Where did it draw blood from? The side of the face?
Above the ear. Both sides.
And you didn't hear it coming?
No.
But you didn't do anything. Which times did it hit you?
What do you mean?
Out of the 5.
I think it was like the 3rd and the 5th. Yeah.
You didn't, like, bring an umbrella?
Well,
you didn't put something over your head?
I tried different tactics. So, sweeps me the first time, misses.
Yeah.
Second time, just glances me. Third time, I'm worried, so I sprint. I sprint from the car to the bus stop.
You can't outrun a bird.
Fourth time, I did a bit better. I sprinted but hunched over. Too close to the ground. Couldn't get me.
You tried sprinting again.
Yeah. And 5th time, I went from a different direction, and it still found me.
But none of these involve actually protecting yourself at all. If you just had an umbrella, you would have been fine. Put your jacket over your head.
Mate, have you been swept before? Plenty of times. Have they ever hit you hard?
Never hit me.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's why I'm surprised. Yeah. That was a very aggressive magpie.
This one was particularly aggressive. And this is the thing. It's like the most beautiful time of year. It's the year you want to be out wandering through the parks.
Yeah.
The year you want to be out in nature. And it's the time that suddenly there's these assassins in the sky out to get you.
They are the thing. I say this to Americans all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're like, everything in that country can kill you. And they're like, the snakes, the spiders. And I'm like, the reality is...
Yes.
You're unlikely to come across a dangerous snake and spider.
Yeah.
But you can get dive bombed by basically a bird with a knife on its head.
I know.
In spring. That is a pretty common thing to happen.
Look, 131065, have you already been swooped this spring? I've already seen one, Zach.
Yeah.
I was driving
what happened?
A couple of days ago. I was driving along and there was a magpie that was going at this guy in a park. And I could see he hid under the barbecue. You know the park barbecues? He hit
How
under it.
How did he get under it?
Sort of had like a ledge around the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was ducking under one of the ledges.
I'm imagining the scene of the kids running away from the raptors in Jurassic Park.
Pretty accurate. The magpie kept coming, But it just, it wouldn't stop. And I wonder, I don't know, it was about 3 p.m. I don't know if he was waiting for nightfall. Because that's probably...
Sneak out in the dark.
Your safest bet, I guess. We have Brooke in Melbourne. You've already been swooped this year, Brooke.
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Well, I was out having a coffee with my friend, sitting outside at a cafe, and a magpie just flew onto my face, completely unprovoked, and started pecking at my eyeball.
What?
What, you got, you, it made contact?
Yeah.
Hang on, they don't, I thought the idea is they like to hit you from the back of the head. They don't like coming near the eyeballs.
Not straight into the eyeball.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I wasn't for a few days, but I'm all good now.
And did it leave any scars or anything?
My eye was just really bloodshot for about 2 weeks, and I couldn't, it was fully blurred vision for about 3-4 days.
This is what I mean. If you're listening to this in the US and you've planned a holiday to Australia, you'd be terrified right now, and with good reason. Brooke, are you like me a few years ago? Are you sort of like leaving the house now completely worried and looking left and right?
Yeah, I've never had a bird fear prior to this. All of my friends do, and now every time I hear a flapping wing, I freak out.
Yeah, you do get a triggered response to that. I heard that the other day, and I was like, you like duck down a little bit, and I was like, oh, it was like 6 meters above me.
Yeah. Look, 131065, have you already been swooped yet this spring? We're trying to get a whole picture of how active the magpies are. They've started early. Have they got you yet, or have they tried to get you? 131065. We'll see if anyone else has fallen victim to the magpies on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
One more time. Ooh, I see you, see you. Late with Zach and Dom.
On Kiss.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. We're asking on 131065, have you been swooped this spring already, Zach? We're just 1 week into spring kicking off, but already we're hearing reports that the Magpies of Australia are active.
I've seen a few magpies around on top of the light poles. You know, they sharpen their beaks.
Yes. Sounds so innocent, but they're planning something.
It's quite a nice song, isn't it?
Oh, for the rest of the time of the year, the other 9-10 months of the year, magpies are beautiful. Mm. I love their song. But for these couple of months, it's the call of a killer.
On 131065. A bit heavy.
I understand that. I mean, it's just a scary sound. We got Jazz in Melbourne. Jazz, you've been swooped this year already. Tell us about it.
Hello, Zach and Dom. I really listen to your show and I like your show when I'm driving back from work, home.
Thank you, Jazz.
Yes, I have been swooped last Sunday, not this Sunday, last Sunday.
Yeah.
We were just out for a walk as a family, me, husband and kids. not even like 100 meters down from my house, I could hear something just flew by my left ear. Oh,
it's like, the flyby sound, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And you guys were just talking about how the other lady you were talking to before, how she's now terrified of flapping sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, what was that? And I look up, and the magpie just went on the pole, one of the light poles, and came back right for us.
Yeah.
Right back at us again.
Did it get you, Jazz, or did you get away?
Yes, yes, it actually did. Mm. It got my, like, 3 or 4 hair strings. And I'm like, no, we're just running back home. It was like, not even like 15 or 10 minutes walk.
Yeah.
And magpies were swooping us.
Mm. That's the issue, too, of it's near your house, because what do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just only go out in the car for the first few months of spring.
Someone needs to invent, because the cyclists have the zip-tie helmets.
Yes.
Why isn't there a magpie-proof hat?
That's a good point. That's a million-dollar idea.
It is.
You work on that.
Save that.
We have Tammy in Brisbane. Tammy, when did you get swooped?
Oh, hi, sorry. Yeah, I actually, after I was talking to you earlier, I also was out mowing my backyard a couple of days ago, and I had not a clue what was going on. I normally feed the magpies in my yard, and as I was mowing, I've actually had, this thing out of the corner of my eye, and I've seen it, and it was a magpie. There was 3 of them hanging around. I've had them come down, basically trying to swoop me. Thankfully, I've got my dog who was in the backyard with me, and I've looked around, and here she is trying to jump to get these magpies because they kept coming at me. Like, I had nowhere to go.
Well, this sounds like a David Attenborough documentary at the moment, Tommy.
Defending you.
And so did you get away? Did you get away?
I finally eventually did. I made a run straight from my back door and I left her out in the backyard dealing with them. So.
Yeah. Do you know what's particularly savage about that one? Tammy said she feeds the magpies.
That's one tactic people use. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Because they do remember people and they form relationships.
Right.
And there is an idea, I don't know how true it is, but some people swear that if you work on building the relationship during the year, when it comes to springtime, they won't sweep you because they know that you're a friend, not foe.
Yeah, well, clearly Tammy's formed the relationship, fed the magpies, and still been attacked.
Maybe they didn't like the food.
Yeah, well, it's like sending it back to the kitchen. We got Luke in Sydney. Now, Luke, you've been swooped, but by a different bird.
Yeah, hey boys, I was a postie, so I'm used to the magpies. I've been there, and yes, we had some posties that would even give bits of meat to some of them so they'd get used to the posties.
Smart.
But it's the plovers that are terrifying. They make a terrifying screech.
Yeah.
They swoop my dog.
That's them.
They swoop my dog. They swoop me in the park. It's been happening for a couple of weeks now this year again.
Can I ask you, Luke, as a postie, like, is this an everyday occurrence in spring that the posties are getting swooped?
Pretty much. I was a relief, so I got moved around different rounds each day. And they're incredibly smart. They do remember the posties that have fed them bits and pieces. And then there's the relief who has never done that. And, they will attack.
Luke, is there any advice from kind of Australia Post HQ when you become a postie about avoiding magpie attacks?
Not really. There's little notes for each round that say where they are, so you're aware of them, but you just keep going and back of the helmet and you just keep going.
That's kind of remarkable in the sense of like a health and safety point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Because there's not many jobs where you're going to be attacked, where they're going to say you will be attacked by a wild animal.
That's a good point. And the best you get is a note section of where it might happen.
Yeah, you'd think in this day and age, there'd be like anti-magpie training where you'd go to like some runway somewhere and they would fly drones at your head and you had to... You had to practice swatting them away.
Maybe this is the answer to swooping magpies is drones.
What would they do?
Well, mate,
like they fight the magpies?
Like a drone that looks like a large bird and everywhere you walk, it just hovers over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Or you could just wear a hat with like a big pole, and on the top of the pole is like sort of like people do in a farm, yeah. You know, on the patch. They put like a big bird that it makes it look like a...
Oh, on the scarecrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
You could just, I could walk around with like a 5 meter pole on my head and a large bird on the top of that. And that'd probably work.
It'd work better than what you tried when you got swooped. What do you mean? Just the sprinting. Just making it look like you're more of a threat.
Well, I'm going to go make myself a hat. This is going to work. You're up like with Zach and Dom. Our love is alive.
Stolen by nobody, and they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel. In your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hopeless doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges? I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I can
I'll help you slow it down.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Coming up on the other side of this, Zach, we are nearing the end of week one of spring 2024. And there's been one major issue with spring already for me. 1 week in, it's not hay fever related. It's not magpie swooping related. Oh. There's something else about spring that has been an absolute nightmare for me.
I really thought this was going to be about magpies because you hate magpies.
Well, yeah, we've chatted about that a bit on the show already this week. Now, this is a separate spring related dilemma. I reckon most of the country's feeling this.
Okay.
And I think I might have found a solution. I'll let you know what the problem is and what my way of fixing it is on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show is home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here.
It's Dua Lipa here.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Baby, you're a firework.
Tomorrow morning at 8.
Katy Perry is taking over.
Now look at me.
I've had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show. Love you.
Plus, win your exclusive access to Katy Perry's Telstra pre-game entertainment preview. You'll see her perform live before she lights up the 2024 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Oh my God.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
You don't want to miss it.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1. Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including horticulture, landscaping and parks and gardens, come to Kangan Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you at Kangan Institute. Call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kangan.edu.au. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Driving them to seven sports in one weekend, yay. Taking time off work to work at the school working bee, yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol, nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So have a conversation with your teens. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina, however you say it. Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into me head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets.
At V8
beautiful racetracks all over Victoria. Iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Youi has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. Call 13YUI to see why. Youi, you insured. Products issued by Youi Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at youi.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
G'day Australia, Buddy Franklin here. I've recently dusted off the boots, not to kick goals, but to kick carbs. Those carbs will creep up on you, and I'm looking to cut them where I can. The best part? Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good is that? Harn Ultra. Zero carb, great taste. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Sky for stars.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
I'm gonna love it.
around Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
On KISS.
In the beginning, I never thought it would be you. When we were chilling, smiling in the photo booth. But we got closer. Could be perfect, yeah, but we won't know unless we try.
With Zach and Dom on KISS. Zach, it is the first week of spring, and I've run into what I think is a very relatable dilemma. I've decided, as you might have noticed tonight, to wear shorts for the first time.
I did notice that. Yeah, I did. Oh, was it the first time in 6 months? I thought there was something a bit different about you. You know, I was driving around on the weekend, a road I always drive, and you know, sometimes you're at lights and you're like, something's different about this intersection.
Yes.
And a house had been demolished.
Yeah, you know, just like in your
peripherals, you're like, something's missing.
Yeah, we're taking in a lot more than we realize we are.
It was like that when I saw you walk in tonight. Yeah. I was like, something's different. What is it?
Well, I've popped the legs back out for the first time since March.
You've got the calves out.
It's a treat. It's a treat for you. It's a treat for producer Samson.
Knees out for the boys.
Yeah, well, but here's the issue. I don't really know what to do about this because I'm pale at the best of times, right?
Yeah.
You get me at the end of summer when those calves have been wandering around for months out in the sunlight and they're still pretty pale. At the moment, I looked down when I was in the lift earlier and I saw my legs and I felt like I was a ghost.
Yeah.
Like I felt like Casper as I walked through the place. I'm genuinely considering getting some spray tan.
Okay.
Some fake tan.
Have you done that before?
Once.
I don't know if I've ever told you this story, though.
How did it go?
Not particularly well.
Was
for
it for
me.
A date or something?
Yeah. Well, I was going on a date, and the idea was that we were going to go to the beach together.
Yeah.
And you know me and
beaches.
That's
surprising that you agreed to that.
Yeah, well, I wanted
you
to look...
You must have been pretty desperate.
I wasn't desperate. I just wanted to look cool and, you know, like, yeah, I'm chill.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
You're not chill and you're not a beach guy.
No, no. I like the beach from a distance.
Well, I think I went to the beach with you once and you wore jeans.
Yeah, I did. And closed in shoes.
Which is so uncomfortable, walking in sneakers on soft sand.
Well, I just didn't know what else to do. I'm not really a tropical guy.
Yeah, well, take the shoes off for one.
Well, but then the jeans get all wet in the ocean. It's a nightmare, mate. It's a nightmare.
Roll them up.
So basically, the point is, for that particular time, I did try some spray tan on the legs. And I
just the legs? Yeah.
Well, you got to keep in mind, the legs in this instance, the rest of me looked a certain type of tan because it sees the sun every day.
Yeah.
The legs hadn't seen the sun at that time for a couple of years, I reckon.
And were they quiet? Did you go a bit over the top?
Yeah. I totally had overdone it. It was, the shade was very different from my calves to my arms. And ever since then, I've been a bit nervous about going back to the spray tan. But I just, what do I do?
Did your date notice?
Well, not just that she said, but we didn't have another date after that.
Yeah, you went to the beach on a first date.
It was like a third or fourth date.
Yeah, and that was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been the tan.
It could have been the tan. So do you, I mean, what do I do? Do I try to some way?
No, just own the paleness. Who cares?
Okay. I mean, have you seen how pale they are?
Yeah, a little bit, I think.
I'm coming around. I'm going to come around.
Give me a look at them.
Tell me what you think.
Oh, blinded. No, what are you talking about? They're normal legs.
You don't think they look too pale to you?
No.
Oh, that's the nicest compliment you've ever given me about my physical appearance.
Yeah, well, own it. You got pale legs. Okay. Be the pale leg guy.
All right.
Stand out. Why would you want to be tanned like everyone else?
Yeah, you know what? That is such a good point. Mm. And maybe this can be a new thing I'm starting as we head into summer this year. Just, you know, it can be a new thing where people instead are trying to buy, like, spray on pale.
Yeah, that might take off.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild heaven home, too. Living in your big glass house with the view.
Up Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Kiss. Kiss.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Go ahead, make my day.
Are you ready?
Dom, every single day's a holiday. The issue is some of these days are kind of lesser known. They're off Broadway. That's why we're trying to raise awareness each night. I bring two to the show. You and I have to pick one each to become ambassadors for the next 24 hours.
That's it. It's kind of a bit of charity work we do just to give a bit of a boost to some of these days. So maybe a few more people around the world will choose to celebrate.
Friday, September 6th, yep. National Lazy Mums Day.
Oh, I like this. Some mums have had some fun with this one. Tell me about National Lazy Mums Day.
Well, I guess we had Father's Day last weekend, didn't we?
Mm.
Well, this is for the lazy mums. Parenting is a demanding job. It's okay to take a break. Resting and practicing self-care can recharge and make you a better parent.
Yeah, but it doesn't say Restful Mums Day.
No, it says lazy, and that's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Why don't they say, like, Mum's Me Time Day?
Yeah, that's nice.
Mum's Massage Day.
Yeah.
Lazy kind of sounds like it's an insult.
Well, you've thought for ages that the mums of Australia don't do enough. They're on the record. But you...
I don't think mums, I did say that.
Mums, teachers, and nurses, you famously think, don't give enough to our economy and our culture. And I think it's an outrageous opinion, really, personally. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I think mums deserve a chance to be lazy. I don't know why you're questioning the day.
Yeah, you love mums.
Yeah.
You kind of got a thing for them.
Well, Lazy Mums Day, I think, look, to be honest, I reckon there's something in this. Kick back, mum. Have a good day. Rest up. You've done enough.
Friday, September 6th, Bring Your Manners to Work Day.
Yeah, I like
it. If there was ever a day that HR invented, it's this one, how they suggest you celebrate.
Okay, what have we got?
Set workplace standards. Well, that sounds a bit fun.
I mean, I don't know.
That's the only way.
Oh, that's the only way you can celebrate.
Well, they also say watch some silly workplace comedies. I don't know how that's related.
How would watching The Office?
No, that's one of the ones they suggest.
Well, I can imagine, but how does that help you bring your manners to work there? Because isn't the whole idea of most workplace comedies that people don't have the greatest of manners?
Yeah, well, you might want to, this is quote, watch some films that feature a cast of characters who just can't seem to get it right. So it's like what not to do.
Oh, and I love ending a sitcom and saying, what did we learn from that?
We've had a lot of fun today. But seriously, guys, you shouldn't say those things the boss said.
I think very few sitcoms would work if people had their manners about them.
No, they'd be pretty short and boring. Well, it'd just be a documentary, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Just nothing goes wrong, no misunderstandings, no bad manners, no rudeness.
They're just an efficient paper company.
And you know who would love that TV show is HR. HR managers would love that.
Yeah, because they don't really like jokes, do they?
No, and they don't like things going wrong. They'd say, did you binge the latest season of The Workplace?
So efficient. So respectful.
Well, which one do you want, mate? You take your pick. I'll take the other one.
I'll take Lazy Mum's Day.
Okay, great. Well, you do that. I'll bring my manners to work.
Please do.
That is all we got time for on the show. You can get the Zach and Dom podcast wherever you find your podcasts. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Mwah. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Absolutely love and adore you guys. Every morning I piss myself laughing. It's hilarious.
How much better do you think you can get? You lost the weight. You got rid of the dumb husband. What else do you want? Give up.
You can always better yourself as a person.
You've actually made yourself worse.